I mean, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14 points.
Only my L.A. guy comes up with that
Well,
one.
You know.
There you go.
All you have to do is read the papers, any paper.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Al Michaels, great sportscaster Al Michaels, in hot water after making that comment. Al Michaels during Sunday Night Football on NBC with Chris Collinsworth had to make an apology a little bit later. Why? Because he said this.
I mean, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14 points.
Yes, it was a tasteless remark. No, you're not supposed to make jokes about rape or sexual harassment or a pig like Harvey Weinstein doing what he did, especially if you work for a television network and you're on broadcast TV. It's interesting, though. Let's watch this. Remember the Access Hollywood tapes that got released just before the election? And Donald Trump didn't really suffer any blowback from that after the initial outrage. The person who got hurt was the person who didn't say anything, who didn't shut down the president, but laughed at his comments. Of course, I'm talking about Billy Bush, the guy who laughed at Donald Trump's comments, didn't correct him, and ended up losing his job, ended up losing a multi-million dollar gig, and ultimately became radioactive in Hollywood. Billy Bush isn't getting hired anywhere. He's online begging for work. He also lost his marriage. Totally fell apart. So will there be another victim here? I wonder if Chris Collinsworth, who chuckled during those statements and then actually kind of gave it a little endorsement by saying, only my LA colleague would say that. I wonder if Chris Collinsworth will be forced to make an apology as well. Will he be put in the crosshairs of the politically correct offendinista class? Oh, by the way, in case you missed it, here is the apology, which happened just a little bit later in the game after everybody at corporate and the broadcast and standards people went, "You can't say that!" and sent a note to the booth. Kind of sounds like a hostage tape to me.
Back in Denver. Sorry, I made a reference earlier before. Tried to be a little flip about somebody obviously very much in the news all over the country, and was not meant in that manner. So my apologies, and we'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it.
Yep. Move on.
Yep.
Chris Collinsworth is saying nothing you can do, but is he in any trouble? Is he? Will this go away? I don't know. The reason I bring this up is in 1984, when a very young Chris Collinsworth, I think he was like 25 years old, he was featured in a video package on Monday Night Football talking about players' lives off the field. And he made some pretty dumb statements. That's absolutely undeniable. What did he say? He is heard to say, quote, "I'm not going to deny it. I walk around with $100 bills hanging out of my pocket. I like girls that aren't too bright because you can trick them a little bit. High school girls love me, 14 to 18. I'm a big star with them. As soon as they mature, after they turn 18 years old, they start to figure it out." Close quote. Chris Collinsworth has since apologized 18,000 times to Thursday for that dumb statement made in an interview back in 1984. And I'll tell you this, personal experience, I bumped into Chris Collinsworth on the streets of Manhattan. He didn't know me, he didn't know the business I was in, and he could not have been nicer, friendlier, more gracious, or more professional. And I don't think we've heard anything untoward about Chris Collinsworth since that interview popped. Only apologies and a statement about being 25 years old and maybe being a little foolish himself. I'm giving Chris Collinsworth a pass, and I hope the offendinistas do as well. There's another story out there that involves a famous person making comments that may have caused problems. I'm talking about George Lopez, the comedian, the actor, the late-night TV host, who reportedly was booed off stage at a fundraiser for juvenile diabetes in Denver last week. Why was he booed? Why was he forced off stage? Well, he was making jokes about the president. And I know what you're thinking. It's still okay to make jokes about the president. Look at Saturday Night Live. Yes, Saturday Night Live was all over the president this weekend, and we'll get into that later. Some of it I thought was pretty funny. But in the case of George Lopez, a guy who I have seen perform stand-up, and I think he's funnier as a stand-up in a club than he is on television as an actor, as a sitcom star. I think that's kind of just lame middle-of-the-road stuff. George Lopez was telling Donald Trump jokes to a crowd full of very conservative people, a crowd that had asked him to not do Donald Trump jokes, and yet he persisted. Lopez also insulted the audience personally. He talked about white privilege. He did say, when he was trying to get the audience back after they were booing him, "Listen, it's about the kids. I apologize for bringing politics to an event. This is America. It still is. So I apologize to your white privilege." I think that's just tasteless. Look, free speech is one thing, but violating the standards that your employer has set for you is another. This is the same thing as the NFL owners having the right to tell the players, "You stand up during the national anthem if you work for this organization. Take your political protest elsewhere." If you're hiring George Lopez as a comic and you tell him, "Please, no politics, just tell us funny jokes and help us raise money for juvenile diabetes," you have a right to pull him from the event. He introduced a video clip after he insulted the people and then never returned to the stage. A local newscaster stepped in and finished the rest of the night. If George Lopez were a man of his word, I hope he would return whatever fees he received for performing at that benefit. Maybe he got nothing. But in any case, I support free speech. But if you're hired, you have to abide by the standards of the organization that hired you. We'll find out today if Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth get any additional penalties for Al Michaels' comments, and maybe we'll hear more on the George Lopez story. I still support free speech. Again, parts of SNL were very, very funny. That wraps up the early edition of the Pure Opelka podcast. The full podcast will appear just after noon East Coast time, featuring my breakdown of SNL, what I thought was funny and what I thought was not, and there was a bunch of funny. Plus, Dr. Wendy Patrick talks to us about those crazy laws, the ones in California that have decriminalized or at least reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor, basically a traffic ticket, if you willfully, knowingly transmit HIV to someone, and the question about the legality of calling stealthing rape. Is it? This is going to be an interesting conversation. Plus, your history lesson and news of the day. Big history lesson today, kicking off a 13-day history lesson on the Cuban Missile Crisis. Testudo, my friends. Testudo.